Hi there, it's Vicky here from Online Marketing Basics for Busy Website Owners, and welcome to this episode of the podcast where I'm going to give you a little insight into something I've been working on. I, as you may or may not know, run a membership with 160-ish members, all paying, all accessing lessons, masterclasses, and taking part in a Facebook community called the Supercharge Your Website Membership. I have recently decided to move all of the membership content over from Teachable and build my very own membership website using WordPress and a WordPress plugin called MemberPress. It's taken me a lot longer than I thought it would. And I've been documenting and making notes about the experiences as I've gone through the process. And I thought it would be quite useful to talk about on the podcast. In case you're listening to this thinking that you would like to create an online course or an online membership site, and you're wondering what platform to use for it, and you can hear about my experiences starting out with Teachable and then the process that I've gone through in order to create my very own membership website with MemberPress. So stay tuned. I'll see you in a sec. I'm Vicky Jakes, and in this podcast, I'm aiming to bring you no-nonsense advice on how to drive more traffic to your small business website so that you can start making more money. It will be packed full of hints and tips, jargon-free, and a chance for us to geek out together on a weekly basis. So let's crack on with this week's episode. So this week, I'm about to soft launch my new WordPress membership website to the members of my paid membership program, the Supercharge Your Website membership. And this website has been almost a year in the making. I think I decided almost a year ago that I wanted to move over from Teachable, which is the platform that I had been using to host course content and then subsequently my membership content. And since 2018, so nearly 2-3 years, I've been using Teachable. And I had been asked by a couple of members separately, strange enough, in the membership, if I knew of a way that they could create a paid membership website without having to use like an external platform where your content's hosted with them, like actually on their own land, on their own WordPress website. And there's a few plugins out there that are kind of well known for being able to add this extra functionality to a WordPress website. And one of them is called MemberPress. And I recommended it to two of my members and subsequently helped them as kind of extra paid projects get their websites live. And I learned an awful lot about what it takes to build a membership website back in 2020. And there was something in the back of my mind telling me you should probably move from Teachable at some point. And Teachable's great, right? If you don't know it, it's an online course platform that you sign up for. You set up your membership or your course within the platform. You define the modules, you upload your videos, write your course content, and then you can use the platform to sell access to your content. So you can have students or members sign up and actually pay through like the platform itself, like through Teachable, to access your content. It's very different from setting up a normal website with, say, with WordPress, because you want to restrict certain users from seeing certain content. And so this is why way back in 2018 when I thought, I want to create a course that shows people how to build websites, that I decided to use Teachable. Because the time it took from me signing up with an account with Teachable and then actually uploading my first lesson, well, it was a matter of hours. Well, I had to create the lesson first, that's why. But the platform was already built, right? So the tech wasn't holding me back. It was actually the course content creation. And so it enabled me in a very short space of time to focus on creating course content really quickly. And that's what I did when I first started using Teachable. I ran my first ever course was a mini marketing course that I decided to create. And I invited 100 beta testers to come and test my course. But I'd only created the first module's worth of content when we started, which was around about 6 lessons. So I filmed 6 videos, created 6 worksheets, uploaded these 6 lessons into the one module on Teachable. And then worked, you know, really hard with the 100 beta testers to figure out exactly what content they wanted based on the feedback that they were giving me to module 1. Had I been worrying about building the actual framework to house the course content, I wouldn't have been able to do that very intensive beta test for 3-4 weeks. I would have been held back. And this is something I'd already struggled with. I'd had the idea to create a course as soon as I'd left my proper job, as you call it, my corporate job. In May 2018, I knew I wanted to create a course, but I didn't know how to get the content together, how to host it, how to restrict that content to users. I knew there was a lot of research, and I just spent a lot of time observing, signing up to things, getting into funnels, finding out, you know, what platform would be best for me, observing how others did it. And that's what led me essentially to getting up and running with Teachable. It wasn't cheap though. I think when I first started with Teachable, I was on their, like, you can sign up for a free account. And then if people start paying to access the course content, you have to like hand over a percentage of the kind of course fee to Teachable. And it was much more economical to sign up to their like $100 a month option or whatever it is. It's around about 70 quid a month and not have those extra fees taken. And it's done me really well. It's like done me really, really well. I've grown my membership from 6 people to 160 plus, like I said, and we're aiming to be, you know, over 200, 250 members by the middle of this year, by 2021. But like I said, there's something in the back of my mind that was like, you don't want to be keeping your precious course content on someone else's land. And I preach this so much to others. I always say it's much better to have a website than, you know, rely on a Facebook page where your Facebook account could be revoked any time. I do think it's much better to have a self-hosted website as you grow, as you get bigger, rather than relying on, you know, third-party platforms like Squarespace or Wix or whatever. And there I have been for, you know, a good 2 years hosting my course content on a third-party platform. Not that I'm ever worried about my account being revoked from Teachable or Teachable going down. I mean, the service has just been brilliant since I've been with them. It's the principle. It's the principle. So as I started to help out these two members in the Supercharger website membership with their own membership websites and discovering the power of what you could turn your WordPress website into just by using a plugin, you could turn it into the equivalent of what Teachable offers, a fraction of the cost, and you can own the land that you're on. I knew that I'd be replatforming at some point. So what is MemberPress? So it's a plugin, basically. And if you're familiar with WordPress, you'll know that you can extend the WordPress functionality from, you know, what used to be like a simple blogging platform to a massive online store with plugins like WooCommerce, or a big social network platform if you use a plugin like BuddyPress. And what MemberPress does is it enables you to have users who sign up, and it has a payment gateway as well, to be able to review like content that you restrict, certain content that you restrict. And it also has the ability to allow site owners to create like course style content as well. So it's not just kind of like pages and posts and videos that are restricted from users. You can also utilize functionality within MemberPress that forces users through a like a process, like one would with a course. Do this lesson, then do this lesson, then do this lesson, then do this lesson. That was what had restricted me a little bit with Teachable, because it is a course platform, right? So, you know, you create modules. Let's say there's like six lessons in a module. A user has to work through those. They can see their progress as they're working through them, and then you complete a module. But I had developed beyond courses at the kind of end of 2019, beginning of last year, and created a membership platform where, you know, we have content across 8 key areas to do with website optimization and website traffic generation. And it's not necessary for members who are part of the membership to work through everything sequentially. Like, we do work through these topics, and the topics are ideal customer research, search engine optimization, email marketing, website optimization, Google Analytics, Facebook ads retargeting, funnels, and e-commerce. We do work through those topics on 8-week cycles in the membership. So essentially, our weekly coaching call will discuss the topic of the week. However, if someone is not ready to do Facebook ads retargeting and they just want to focus on their SEO, they can do that. And Teachable just, it didn't quite allow for that pick and mix style of a kind of content consumption. I never felt it was super usable. And I collected all of the lessons and the masterclasses and the how-tos all together in one course on the platform. And when kind of lumped together, even though you could separate it out into different modules, it just looked like this massive list of content. And my fear was that could appear very overwhelming to, you know, my new members. It just didn't feel super, super user-friendly. It's great for my course, my website build course, the WordPress Bootcamp, because I do want to force people through the step-by-step process. But it wasn't quite working for that pick and mix usability. And I thought I could achieve a better user experience using MemberPress. And I really enjoyed setting up those two sites last year. I think the support documentation for MemberPress is great. I learned everything that I needed to from that. Plus, I also enlisted the help of an overseas developer who specialized in MemberPress to help me understand how MemberPress connected with payment gateways like Stripe and PayPal. But that was just me wanting to like really deep dive and learn more about how they're connected. I actually believe that anyone who wants to use MemberPress could rely on just the help documentation, and you do not need the help of a developer to get up and running. So I decided finally, after all of that procrastination, that I wanted to get up and running with MemberPress. But I got heavily distracted, like really distracted. The first thing being that the site that I'd set up as a test just to install MemberPress on and have a play around with it got hacked. It got hacked. And it was on the same server as my main website, which is just such a rookie mistake to make. So my website got totally bulldozed over with a Viagra website, which was great. So I had to rebuild it, lock it all off. My attention just wasn't there. And I thought, I'll come back to this MemberPress business at some point. And that was back in October when I got hacked, which, by the way, isn't as terrifying an experience as you think it is. I just find it really amusing to log onto my site, knowing it had been fine a few hours earlier, and then just see this Viagra site and know instantly I've been hacked. And I enlisted the help of one of my most trusted developer friends to help me get the site rebuilt and back online. But like I said, the thought of in pursuing MemberPress had kind of gone off the boil a little bit. And also as well, I got distracted with trying to find an alternative to hosting my video content. So my membership is very video focused. There's lots of how-to lessons, like screen shares, me showing members like how to set things up in the platforms that we talk about. I go to a lot of effort to edit them, to do call outs and show where things are on platforms, within Facebook or MailChimp, or you have to find a certain setting in the Yoast plugin. Like, I love doing screen shares. I think they're really effective. But I am very keen on having my lessons captioned as well. And my WordPress website build course is fully captioned. And I made that decision when I built it nearly a year and a half ago now, nearly 2 years ago now, back in the summer of 2019. I made the decision before I put that course live for testing, I wanted the videos to be captioned, because sometimes things go in when you can read the things that you're listening to. Like, people learn in different ways, right? And so I spent a fair pretty penny uploading the videos to rev.com and getting every lesson like transcribed so I could put captions over the top. But the traffic driving side of my membership and the coaching calls didn't have transcriptions. And that's bugged me for a really long time, because sometimes we can talk technical, even though I really try and downplay the tech babble and try and make things as easy to understand as possible. But sometimes it's just easier if you can read what you're seeing, if that makes sense. Also, transpires. A lot of my members do their work late at night, early in the morning. I mean, personally, I love anything that's got captions on it, so I can watch on my phone when I'm in bed or late at night. I can't always have my headphones in or the sound on. And I wanted really to cater to that type of content consumption. But the thought of uploading, oh my gosh, like 30 plus hours for transcription. I mean, the cost was, not worth it. It wasn't worth it. And then having to upload to a third-party service like Vimeo was going to be very expensive as well, because they charge you for the amount of data that you upload on a per month basis. So just to get that initial set of lessons uploaded and coaching call replays and masterclasses uploaded, I would have had to have outlaid for like their most expensive package, and then I would never use it again. So I was really struggling, really procrastinating, And then I happened upon Stu McLaren's new product. I mean, I say happened upon. I got in the funnel and was targeted within an inch, retargeted within an inch of my life, happily retargeted. If you don't know Stu McLaren, he is the head of Tribe, which is a kind of a really well-known American-based membership course. And he's outputted quite a few of quite well. If you're listening to this and you've got a membership site, it's possible you might have gone through Tribe. It's very well known. It's got a well-known recipe for helping people get up and running with their first membership. So he knows what he's talking about when it comes to membership, when it comes to content creation. And he had developed Searchy, this tool called Searchy, as a place where you could host video. And it transcribes your videos as you upload them. And that means that they can be searched later based on the keywords related to the video. I mean, I got given a demo of it. I had a few people recommending it. I just fell in love. The cost of paying for Searchy every month versus having to get all of my videos transcribed and then upload the videos to Vimeo and then add the transcription files to the videos versus just uploading it straight into Searchy. I mean, it's not even comparable. And the best bit is I can upload all of my content into Searchy and search my own content to find out when I might have mentioned something about a plugin that someone wants to know about, or, you know, revisit a topic that someone's asked me about and take out snippets, perhaps from coaching calls. There's a lot of value in being able to repurpose like these hours and hours of content. But, you know, I didn't happen upon Searchy until late in 2020. And it's finally been updated with all of my content. All of the videos are captioned. We've even been embedding those videos into Teachable. But after lots of procrastination, lots of thinking about it, I started the new membership website build in December. I did it over Christmas, started it over Christmas, did a big launch in January, so I had to scale it back a bit, and then have been working on it throughout February. I'm happy to say I will finally be launching my new MemberPress membership website. I'll be doing a soft launch to the members in the Supercharger website membership this week. Yay! I've got a few members who volunteered to be paid testers. I mean, of all the people I should ask about testing a WordPress website, it's the people in my own membership, right? So I've written a test plan for them. I've given them a survey, and I'm really looking forward to seeing what they come back with. And then hopefully we're going to get things ready to launch properly to all the other members by the end of next week. So by mid-March, ready for when we do the next Supercharge Your Website Challenge. And if you don't know, this is my free 5-day challenge where we get hundreds of business owners to come in and give their website some love for the week and find out how to drive more traffic to it, how to get their website seen by more of their ideal customers. And anyone who signs up to the membership at the end of that challenge week will be going into the new MemberPress website. So things I have learnt building my own MemberPress website. Well, actually, things I've learnt building my own website. I didn't give myself enough time. As a former project manager, I just laugh and roll my eyes at myself for how little forward planning I put into this. It's because I've had to fit it in around other things. And I really wanted to be the lead producer building my own website, because I wanted to document the process as I went through this so that I can then teach this to members in the Supercharger website membership afterwards. I have had the help of my awesome developer, Naveed, who's just been helping me out with a little bit of styling and whatnot. But essentially, the process has all been around content. It's not necessarily been around the build. And having to create templates of content for single video pages, for collections of videos, what do the worksheets look like? What does the help page look like? Can users log in and look at their member information? Had I planned that, had I done forward planning of that, I'm sure I wouldn't have known the things that I know now. So I've threw myself into this project with the aim of learning as I went. And if I was to build this site again, I certainly would have written out on paper, like how many pages of content I would have needed to have created, how many templates I would have assigned to each of those pages, how many videos, just so that I could have outsourced some of the kind of the build work itself, like the actual like page creation and kind of content input into those pages. But it's been fun. I can't complain. It's been a really fun process. I have a strong brand. I've worked really hard on my brand over the past couple of years. So I feel like it's transported quite well to the membership website. I have had to be really mindful of making the website as simple as possible, so that it's all about the content, not about, you know, me and my branding, as it were. So there's, you know, simple use of colors, simple use of text, and hopefully things are laid out in an easy to find manner. But the testers will come back and tell me that, I'm sure. Other regrets I have, I just spent way too long researching the video option. I wish I'd found Searchy sooner and just gone for it, but I'm really happy that I found it. It's actually more expensive per month than paying for Teachable. So I'm not actually saving any money. I'm spending more. But like I said, the cost of transcribing all of my videos, you know, I do 2.5 hours of coaching in my membership every week. Plus, we might have an extra class, like an hour class. So, you know, there could be 3.5 hours of content every single week, like 2 coaching calls and 1 live lesson. To pay for that to get transcribed and then uploaded and then hosted versus, you know, what I'm paying with Searchy, which I think is around like 90 or 100 quid a month, is certainly worth it. Like, I don't even know the potential of what Searchy can do yet in terms of, you know, me being able to give access to members and let them go and search through video content to find useful stuff. And, you know, the excitement that I have about repurposing old coaching calls, like, because the thought of trawling through them and trying to find like nuggets of gold is just like, it's something I've always wanted to do in my business, but the thought of it has just always put me off. And I could outsource it. I could just say to someone, yeah, can you go find nuggets of gold? But I think it's, I don't know if this is an issue I've got with delegation, but sometimes there's just things I know would make sense because I'm the expert in that. So I'd have to find someone who is an expert too to outsource. And that process of finding someone I could outsource to would probably have taken longer than, you know, me just utilizing Searchy, and it can kind of find those nuggets of info instead. So that's what's been going on with me, and I am tired but really happy. I can't wait to own my own WordPress membership website. I'm hoping that the members are really going to love it as well. And it's going to grow. You know, it's got the basics on it at the moment, but I'm hoping to integrate podcast episodes, blog posts onto there. We're going to include all of our guest experts from the membership as well. And more importantly, I am going to take all the documentation that I've done in helping others create member press websites in 2020, and obviously doing my own and create a course out of it so that I can give back to my membership and give them the opportunity to create a membership business if they want to as well. So I'm going to have a little rest after I launch this website. We've got the next Supercharger website challenge coming up in a couple of weeks. And then I will be creating and launching a beta version of my MemberPress build course sometime mid to late April. I hope you found this episode really useful, a nice insight into my own business. And you can hear, you know, that I still make my own websites. I still love to find out how stuff works. And I still make mistakes. And I'm going through a process as I grow. And if any of this has resonated with you or you found it useful, do reach out and let me know. I'd love to hear what you thought of this episode. Of course, you can go and leave a review over on iTunes. If you do, you would make me very happy. You might have heard we've been in the top we were number one listened podcast in Cyprus. Then we made it into the top 50 with Ireland and with Canada this past week as well. The top 50 most listened to marketing podcasts. Where are we going to go next? I have no idea. But it really helps if you leave a review that shows that you like this podcast, and Apple will make sure that other people who need to hear it get to listen to it and get recommended it as well. You might have heard, obviously, me mentioning a couple of times that the Supercharger website challenge is back. So it's official in 2 weeks. And this episode of the podcast has gone out on the 8th of March. So on the 22nd, I had to double check there, sorry. On the 22nd of March, we kick off with the 10th Supercharger Website Challenge. It's a free 5-day challenge that is a lot of fun. We've had well over 4,000 small business owners, just like you, go through and give their website some love for the week. I'll make sure the link to sign up to the challenge is in the show notes. You can also head to heyvickyjakes.com and sign up via the homepage there as well. Thank you so much for listening, and I will see you in next week's episode.